Got in the latest volume of Tchumen, so there's an article there by Rav Yisrael Rosen of Machon Somed and Rav Lavi, where they introduced their newest product. That's not available yet, but will be hitting the shelf soon. So it's relatively simple by Machon Somed standards, but also Adar Pashut. I have no idea why nobody ever produced this before. So it's electric Shabbos candles. What's the pshat? What's the need and what's the advantage? So it's not meant to replace the regular, standard, traditional Shabbos candles, of course. However, there are situations where it's very difficult to light Shabbos candles, regular Shabbos candles, in a way that will fulfill the mitzvah. So when a person is in a hotel, a hospital, dormitory, or whatnot, so they don't just light fires everywhere that you might want. So how does one fulfill the mitzvah of Shabbos candles? So ideally, one would light Shabbos candles in the place where one has a su'uda. The Shabbos candles, lighting the Shabbos candles before Shabbos is covered Shabbos, and it prepares one for Oneg Shabbos. The Oneg is to have the candles at the meal to provide light or to at least improve the ambiance. So the ideal place is to light at the place of the su'uda. If not the place of the su'uda, so anywhere else that a person is going to need them or use them. So let's say in the locations that we mentioned before, so usually, it's not feasible to light it in the exact place where you're going to have your suda. And they oftentimes will set up a little table in one corner of the dining room, maybe nowhere near where you're having your suda. Or even worse, they'll set it up in the lobby in a place where you don't use the light at all. You don't get anything from the lighter, from the ambiance. So how does one fulfill Shabbos candles? So many poskim say that one can fulfill the mitzvah of Shabbos candles with electric lights. So in those situations, in one's room, a person could turn on a light, L'chavin Shabbos, and that would be a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos. Nonetheless, there are some hesitancies that some poskim expressed, and there are some matters in which this new product will address those problems. So number one, when it comes to Shabbos candles, is the issue providing light? It seems that the whole point of Shabbos candles is to provide light. So is one yotze any manner in which one provides light, or does it have to be comparable to a traditional candle? Does it have to be a fire? So Rav Kupman here in the yeshiva says that there was one, he had a Maisa Shehoya in the army, the only thing they could light was a fluorescent light, and he contacted Rav Neuvert, and he said you could light it and you can turn it on and make a bracha. However, there are poskim who only allow Shabbos candles with electric lights, and the assumption that it's Eish. Simkain, it would have to be an incandescent light bulb, which are becoming much less popular. You may not have such a thing in your hotel room or in your dormitory room. So that's issue number one. Number two, in the Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa, in the footnotes, so in the top part he writes, you can be somech yesh al milismoch to be yote with electric lights. But then the footnote he writes, the Rosh Shlomo Zalman was very hesitant about using electric lights that are connected to the wall. And he felt that the source of the fuel has to already be present when you turn on the light. So he said if it's something which works on a battery, so then you have the source of the fuel right there. If it's something which is plugged into the wall, there is no source of fuel. The fuel is constantly being produced in the power plant and being pumped in as you go along. But maybe that would be a potential problem. In the same article, in the same edition of Tchumen, right before this article, this article by Rav Yitzchak Yosef, so where he talks about issues of electricity on Shabbos. So at the very end, he also mentions the possibility that maybe if you're turning on a light that's connected to the power grid, so it's like Shnayim Shasua, you're turning it on, but also somebody else has to be doing something in order for the light to be on. Someone else is doing actual activities right now in the power plant that allow your Ner to continue going. So maybe that's a potential problem. So this product, so number one, it provides you an incandescent light bulb, but number two, it's battery operated. And then thirdly, there is an issue of that the Shabbos candles, it's supposed to be Nikar, that it's L'chavad Shabbos. The Tzitz Eliezer writes, you can only be Yotze with electric lights if it's Nikar, that's L'chavad Shabbos. So most of the time you turn on lights. It's not Nikar, that's L'chavad Shabbos. You have lights on, people have lights on all the time. So the main chap of this product is that it's produced in a way which it looks like Shabbos candles. It says L'chavad Shabbos on it. So it's a nice product which could be very useful for those traveling, for those who find themselves in situations where the regular Shabbos candle option is not a possibility. Have a great day.